Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 21st chapter, text 32. This is Lord Vishnu speaking. O great sage, I shall manifest my own plenary portion through your wife, Devahuti, along with your 9 daughters. And I shall instruct your wife, Devahuti, in the system of philosophy that deals with the ultimate principles or categories. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In this verse, the word Swamsha Kalaya indicates that the Lord would appear as the son of Devahuti and Kardam Muni as Kapila Dev, the first propounder of the Sankhya philosophy, which is mentioned here as Tattva Samhitam. The Lord foretold to Kardam Muni that he would appear in his incarnation, Kapila Dev, and would propagate the philosophy of Sankhya. Sankhya philosophy is very well known in the world as propagated by another Kapila Dev, but that Sankhya philosophy is different from the Sankhya which was propounded by the Lord himself. There are two kinds of Sankhya. One is godless Sankhya philosophy, and the other is godly Sankhya philosophy. The Sankhya propagated by Kapila Dev, the son of Devahuti, is godly philosophy. There are different manifestations of the Lord. He is one, but he has become many. He divides himself into two different expansions, one called Kala and the other Vibhinamsha. Ordinary living entities are called Vibhinamsha, expansions. And the unlimited expansions of Vishnu Tattva, such as Vaman, Govinda, Narayan, Pradyumna, Vasudeva, and Ananta, are called Swamsha Kala. Swamsha refers to a direct expansion, and Kala denotes an expansion from the expansion of the original Lord. Baladev is an expansion of Krishna, and from Baladev, the next expansion is Sankarshan. Thus, Sankarshan is Kala, and Baladev is Swamsha. There is no difference, however, among them. This is very nicely explained in Brahma Samhita 5.46, Departure Evahi Dashantaram Abhyutpetya. With one candle, one may light a second candle, and with the second, a third, and then a fourth. And this way, one can light up thousands of candles, and no candle is inferior to another in distributing light. Every candle has the full potential candle power, but there is still a distinction that one candle is the first, another the second, another the third, another the fourth. Similarly, there is no difference between the immediate expansion of the Lord and a secondary expansion. The Lord's names are considered in exactly the same way. Since the Lord is absolute, his name, his form, his pastimes, his paraphernalia, and his quality all have the same potency. In the absolute world, the name Krishna is the transcendental sound representation of the Lord. There is no potential difference between Krishna's quality, name, form, etc. If we chant the name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, that has as much potency as the Lord himself, there is no potential difference between the form of the Lord whom we worship and the form of the Lord in the temple. One should not think that one is worshipping a doll or statue of the Lord, even if others consider it to be a statue. Because there is no potential difference, one gets the same result by worshipping the statue of the Lord or the Lord himself. This is the science of Krishna consciousness. Oman gyanan timrandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshuram militam yena tasmai shi gurave namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shirvaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Vishnu is standing on the shoulders of Garuda, delivering this discussion to Kardamuni. And this is the last verse of their discussion, and now Vishnu will depart. And he's proclaiming to Kardamuni the good news that I will appear myself, an expansion, I will appear in the womb of your wife, Devahuti, to propagate the devotional Sankhya philosophy, which concludes in the service of the Lord. It's interesting when you think about this relationship between Lord Vishnu and Kardamuni. Not very personal. The whole delivery, can you imagine if someone comes to speak to you and they stand on a chair? They come in to speak to you, they bring in a big chair and they stand on the chair and they start speaking to you. Not very personal. So the relationship between Lord Vishnu and Kardamuni is not very personal. He's standing, the whole time he's standing on the shoulders of Garuda. The chapter begins like this to give us the scene. So you see in India when two friends meet, it is because they're very personal, intimate culture. So two friends may hold hands. They hold hands and talk to each other. They're just friendly, although in the West we may think of something else, but especially nowadays. But this is their intimacy of the culture, the personal touch. Now Vishnu, he's not very much personal with Kardamuni. And it's very interesting, I was looking up the word Kardam, Kardamuni. And Kardam, the word Kardam means mud. Mud, miti, mud, clay, dirt, grime, filth. So this is Kardamuni. And what does Muni mean? Muni means one who acts according to his inspiration. Or Muni means impulse. One who is inspired, or who is inspired by his inner impulse. So if we put these two together, Kardamuni, Kardamuni was inspired by his inner impulse, which was somewhat muddy. He was inspired. He's a Muni, so he's inspired by his inward or his inner impulse, which was somewhat Kardam. Kardam means muddy or dirty. He was a great yogi. He had darshan of the Lord. But he had some desire. And that desire was the mud. What is to be cleansed. That's the Chaito Dharpana Margin. That dust on the mirror must be cleansed from the heart. So he had darshan of the Lord and he said, "My Lord, one shouldn't really ask for anything material from you. I know it's not proper after all this, these 10,000 years of yoga, but after all, I am Kardamuni. I mean, my name is Kardamuni, and so I should live up to my namesake. I mean, my name is Hiranyakashipu, and I do like gold and soft beds and plenty of women, right? And my name is Duryodhan, and I am a very bad fighter. Duryodhan means dirty fighter. Duryodhan. Duryodhan means Yudhya, fighter, right? So the name means something. My name is Parikshit. And after all, I am examining everyone looking for Vishnu. Right? Parikshit. My name is Radharani. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Sham. After all, my name is Radharani. So therefore, I'm absorbed in Vishnu Radhanam. Krishna Radhanam. My mind, my words, my body, everything. Krishna Radhanam. Because I'm Radha. Radhika. So, my dear Lord Vishnu, after all, I am Kardamuni. And I'm a Muni, yes. And there's an inner impulse. And my inner impulse is, I want a wife. 5'2", eyes of blue. Coochie, 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 coo. This is what I want from you. So this was Kardam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this Kardam we don't want. This Kardama. We don't want this mud. Chaito Dharpana Marjanam. We want Marjan. Chit Marjan. We want our consciousness to become pure. All right. He did great austerities. And of course he has his role to play. Because Kapila, he's part of the Lord's Leela. And Kapila, a very interesting personality because he's teaching a Sankhya philosophy, devotional Sankhya. Not to be confused with the atheistic Sankhya, which is basically the scientist's idea that everything is a combination of elements and the soul is only ends in pradhan. There's no actual 24 elements. That's what they analyze. And sometimes the 25th element they throw in also. But this Kapila's philosophy will end in devotional service, will end in pure devotional service, which is what we believe in. But Kardam, he had that desire, so this we don't want. So Prabhupada is talking here that Kapila is one of the Kaliya, he's one of the expansions of the Lord. Now if you try to understand Kapila, what type of expansion he is, then it's not clear. Generally, Prabhupada in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, he's saying that Kapila, Muni, comes under the category of Shaktivesh. But then he describes there's two types of Shaktivesh. There's Bhagavad Shaktivesh, then there's Shaktivesh. So Bhagavad Shaktivesh, he's a special. He's like the form of Hari. It just leaves it at that. Prabhupada presents it as Shaktivesh. Now if we look in Lago Bhagavatamrita by Rupa Goswami, he gives it a little bit more specific. He's explaining different forms of the Lord in Lago Bhagavatamrita, chapter 4, first section. And there he's saying that, he says, Hari, Hari Rupa Sarupa. And he says, Prabhav, Prabhav Vaibhav. That the Lord, Hari Sarup, because Prabhupada is telling here also that Kapila is a form of Vasudev. So he's more than just an ordinary Shaktivesh avatar. He's called Prabhav. Prabhav avatar, which is actually Hari Sarup, a form of Hari. And the great sages are often described as being this type of avatar. Rupa Goswami says, great sages like Dhanvantari, Dattatreya, Vyasadeva, and Kapila, they are called Prabhav avatar. Then after this discussion, Rupa Goswami describes Shaktivesh avatar like Narada Muni is a Bhakti Shakti, or describes the four Kamaras. So Kapila Dev is a very special form. He's actually the Lord. He's called Kapila because he's reddish. He's like Rakta Gore, like our Nityananda. Nityananda's complexion is Rakta Gore. It's reddish gold. So he's called Kapila because he's somewhat reddish. So Prabhupada goes on to explain about the difference and non-difference of the avatars or the expansions of the Lord. They are one in potential, one in Shakti, but there's some difference. So in the philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, the avatars, the expansions or descents of the Lord, we worship five different avatars, five different expansions of the Lord. These are described in the BBT in the 11th canto. Gopi Pranadana and Ridayananda Maharaj, they presented this in a purport, which is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's purport, which is explained in other places about the five forms of the Lord which are accepted as equal and are worshipped equally by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So we can look at those five forms because Prabhupada mentions them in the context of his purport, talking about the expansions of the Lord. Because Kapila is one of those expansions, specifically described as Bhagavad Advesh Shakti Avatar, or as Prabhav Avatar. Very special personality. So the five expansions of the Lord, the first is Swayamrup. This is the original, not an expansion. This is Krishna, the Satchidananda Krishna, the Sarvakarna Karna, the cause of all causes, That very beautiful personality of Vrindavan. And all the forms expand from him. So the first category is Swayamrup, Sri Krishna of Vrindavan. Vrindavan Sri Krishna, Madhav, Damodar, Shamsundar. The second category of expansions is called Swayam Prakash. Now these are the same form, appear to be the same form as Krishna, but they're considered to be an expanded form. And when Prabhupada was describing, he said, what is the difference between Krishna and Balaram? And devotees were trying to think. Prabhupada said, the only difference is one is sham color and the other is gauri or white color. They're the same. Balaram has his gopis, he plays his flute, he has his rasastali, he has his astasakis, he has his manjris, he has everything. And he has all his rasas are there. So he is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Prabhupada, when Prabhupada was leaving Mayapur one time, he was sitting in the car and he turned to Brahmananda because he was leaving Mayapur going to Vrindavan. This nice Mayapur Leela, or anecdote of Srila Prabhupada. And he turned to Brahmananda, he said, Brahmananda, now we're going to Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram Mandir. Who's stronger? Who's stronger, Krishna or Balaram? So then he said, well, Balaram, he's strong, Balaram. Bala means strong, he's stronger, Balaram. So many times when they wrestle, Balaram defeats Krishna, even Subal defeats Krishna, Balaram's stronger. And Prabhupada said, no, Balaram's not stronger. Haven't you seen in our temple? Haven't you seen in Vrindavan? Balaram is not very strong. He's leaning on Krishna's shoulder. he's like this, holding his plow. So therefore, Krishna's stronger. He's holding up Balaram. Because Balaram's holding onto his shoulder. So this is the fact. The Balaram is like, he's the expansion. He's like the Swayam Prakash. And then the third form of the Lord which we worship is Vaibhav. Vaibhav Prakash. The Purusha avatars, the three Vishnus, the Guna avatars, Vishnu, Shiva, Brahma, the Manvantara avatars, the Shaktivedi, all these different avatars. This comes in Vaibhav category. Then the third form of the Lord, which we worship and we hope to come in contact with, immediately we come in contact with Guru, Shikshaguru, Vartman Pradarshika Guru. Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, they're all manifestations of the Antaryami. So Antaryami is the fourth form of Bhagavan, whom we worship. Then the fifth form is the Archamurti, which Prabhupada is explaining. He concludes his purport by emphasizing the non-difference of the Archamurti from Krishna. So these are the five forms. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj, is explaining. He says, Nam Vigraha Sarup. He says, Nam Vigraha Sarup, Teen Eka Rupa. Then he says, Teen Beda Nahi, Eka Chidananda Rupam. He's saying, the name of the Lord, the Nam, the holy name, and the Vigraha, these three, Bhagavan Nam, the Bhagavan's deity form, Archamurti, and Sarup, his very personal form, Swayam Rupa Krishna. These three, Bade Naha, Nahi. There is no Bade, there is no difference. They are Ek Chidananda Rup. Ek Chidananda Rup. They are one. They are one form, transcendental form. The holy name of Krishna, the Archavigraha, the deity form, the Srimurti, and the original form of Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, they are Chidananda Rup. Ek Chidananda Rup. They are one form of Satchidananda Krishna. And then, another verse he's explaining about the name. He says, Kali Kale, Nam Rup Avatar. He says, the Kali, in this age of Kali, Kali Kale, in the time of Kali, the Nam Rup Avatar. This Krishna's Nam, says, Nam Haite Hai, Sarva Jagat Nistar. Sarva Jagat Nistar. That this name of Krishna, this is the avatar that the Lord descends in the form of the holy name. To do what? Sarva Jagat Nistar. To liberate the entire universe. which includes us. We're also in this universe. The holy name, although when it's described in these five forms of the Lord, which are part of the Gaudiya Vaishnav Siddhanta, we have Swayamrup, Swayam Prakash, Vaibhav, then we have Antaryami and Archamurti. That's five. But then the Nam is like the sixth one. The Nam is Satchidananda Rupam. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Purna Shuddha Nityamukta Vinatvam Nama Namano. This name is Rasa Vigraha. This is the Vigraha. This is the Vigraha. This is the Nam, the Rup, the Vigraha, the Srup. Everything is in Krishna's name. That's what Prabhupada's telling here. He emphasized these last few sentences of the purport. He's reminding us of two very important principles. The non-difference between Krishna's holy name and the Archavigraha. The Archavigraha, the Murti whom we worship, is the personification of the name which we chant. The Murti which we worship is the personification of the name which we chant. Nam Vigraha Srup Ekti Rup. So what happens is Nam Rup Gun Lila Parishishta. That when one's chanting the holy name, he's worshipping the Archamurti. We take Brahman initiation, we worship the Archamurti. And the Archamurti, the Paramatma, the Antaryami feature of the Jivatma, the Antaryami feature is Chaturbhuj Narayan, Shankh Pada Gada Padma, like this. Chakra. But for the Bhakta, then that Antaryami becomes Swayam Bhagavan, because these are five interchangeable forms. Swayam Rupam, Swayam Prakash, Vaibhav, Antaryami, Archavigraha. Now we add this avatar, the Nam Rup Avatar that gives us Nistar. Nam Rup Avatar, Sarva Jagat Nistar. This Nam Rup Avatar, this is the harmonizing element, the harmonizing personality which connects us with all five forms of Godhead. The holy name, the Kali Yuga avatar, connects us with Antaryami. The holy name connects us with the Archamurti. The holy name connects us with Antaryami. The holy name reveals the Archamurti, reveals the Antaryami, reveals Vaibhav, Prakash, reveals Prakash, Swayam Prakash, and reveals Swayam Rup Bhagavan. This is the revelation, Nam revelation. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. So the name, when we're worshipping the Archamurti gradually appears in two places. As we worship the Archamurti and chant the holy name, the Archamurti appears in the holy name and appears in our heart. When Hanuman, in Treta Yuga, when Hanuman chants Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram, when he chants Shri Ram, and that name of Shri Ram, he sees Sita and Ram. Shri Ram. Shri is Sita Devi. The beautiful energy of the Lord, the divine consort of Ramchandra. And when Hanuman chants Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram, in his heart, he sees the beautiful form of Sita Ram. He doesn't see Chaturbhuj Narayan. He doesn't see Lord Narayan in the heart. Antaryami Vishnu, Chaturbhuj Narayan. No. Nam Rup. Nam Vigraha Sarup. 18 Chirananda Rup. So the Antaryami becomes the Ishtadev. The Nam becomes the Ishtadev. So this is the experience of Dasyarati Hanuman. Dasya Bhakta Hanuman. And we are also Dasya Bhaktas. This is where it all begins. Jivera Surupaya Krishna Nitya Das. The word Dasas. Everyone here is a Das and Dasi, isn't it? So we're chanting the holy name. As we chant the holy name, then we will have darshan of Radha Madhav in the holy name. Radha Madhav are our Ishtadev. At least, I think so. This is Radha Madhav Dham. This is Mahaprabhu Dham. We will chant the holy name. We'll have darshan of the Panchatattva. Shudanamashraya. The Shudanamashraya is Shiva's Thakur. Srupa Damodara Goswami is telling us. The Panchatattva, the Panchashraya. There are five forms. Panchatattva, Panchashraya. There are five forms of shelter. Begins with Shudanam, or you can say it begins with Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya is the Pancharatrika Vidhi Ashraya. Pancharatrika Vidhi Ashraya. He is a shelter. He is a reservoir and abode of the proper following of principles, proper chanting of mantra, of Anek, Gayatri Mantra, Pancharatrika Vidhi Ashraya. So Vidhi Nisheda, the rules and regulations of Vidhi, Vaidhi Sadhana, and Pancharatrika, the Gayatri and the Puja, the worship. This is all the purview of Advaitacharya. He's a charger. He's a guru. So many followers he had. So this is a shelter, and this is the energy and the knowledge and the mercy that he gives. And when we become very expert and perfect on this level, then the proper chanting of mantra, the proper service of guru and Vaishnavas attracts the mercy of the Lord. It's personal. The Lord becomes happy with our behavior. He becomes happy with our sadhana bhajan, with our vaidhi sadhana. He becomes happy with our puja, which is done with feeling and surrender and submission and a real mood of personal mood. The Lord becomes happy and he descends into the heart. And bhakti comes in the heart. And that bhakti becomes pure, and that pure bhakti manifests Shudanam. And Shivas Thakur is the shelter of Shudanam. Shudanam Ashray, Shivas Thakur. Bhakti Shakti Avatar. Bhakti Shakti Avatar Narada Muni. Narada Muni Bhajana Vina Radhika Ramana Name. Radhika Nam. Radha Madhav Nam. Hari Nam. Shri Nam. This is Narada Muni playing. This Vina is playing by itself. The Vina is vibrating the holy name. This Yugal Nam is being vibrated all over the universe by Narada Muni. Radhika Nam. Radha Madhav Nam. And being given, distributed by Mahaprabhu. So Shivas Thakur is this Ashraya. So then we're chanting the holy name, the Maha Mantra, which is the Kali Kale Nam Rupavatar, right? Which then we're seeing Radha Madhav. Ah, Radha Madhav, you're coming in the chanting of the name. Then as we go further and chant more and become more purified, then we see Radha Madhav in our hearts. Radha Shamasunda, Radha Giridhari in our hearts. Like Hanuman. If we become absorbed in Dasya Bhav, Seva Bhav, we become absorbed in Dasya Bhav, Seva Bhav, then Antaryami, Vishnu says, oh, wait a minute. There's no room for me anymore. I can't stand here with my four arms anymore, just like I couldn't stand before Radhika with my four arms in Paitagram. Paitagram at Govardhan, Krishna's playing a joke in a Vasant Ras. He tried to pretend that he's Narayan. But when pure bhakti comes, Narayan has to turn into the Krishna. So when Radharani came, he had his four arms. I'm going to fool Radharani in Vasant Ras. The other gopis came and Krishna fooled them, showing his Chaturbhuj Narayan. But when pure bhakti, the personification of pure bhakti, prema bhakti, Mahabhav Sarupini Radharani came before Krishna disguised his Chaturbhuj Narayan, jhum! Oh Radhe, oh Radharani. He becomes like a dancing doll. Prabhupada talks about the deity is not a doll, the deity is not a statue. But Krishna becomes like a dancing doll before the love of Radharani. Ami Shishya hey, Twam Prem Guru hey, says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna says, oh Radharani, I am your Shishya. Ami Shishya. I'm your disciple, you are my guru, my prem guru. So when Radharani came before Vishnu, then so when prem comes in our heart, when love comes in our heart, then Chaturbhuj Narayan standing in our heart says, no way, there's too much pure love here, there's too much pure bhakti here, there's too much seva bhav here. I can't pull a fast one. I can't show this Aishvarya Roop anymore. This devotee has become too sweet, too surrendered, too sincere, too dedicated. He has devotion for Mahaprabhu. He has devotion for Radha Madhav and Guru and Vaishnavas. So, Chatur Narayan becomes Madhav, dancing in the heart. And dancing, when one dances, sometimes he jumps. You see, I saw this morning, some devotee was leading kirtan. Who is that devotee? He's playing this thing like this, leading. What's his name? Krishnas Kaviraj. Krishnas Kaviraj Das. Or maybe it was Krishnas Kaviraj. I don't know. I can't say. I don't have much eyes to see. But anyway, everyone was dancing and it was very nice kirtan. So Krishna Kaviraj Das. So I was like this and all of a sudden everyone's jumping. So if Krishna manifests his Antaryami, Radha Madhav, and we're chanting, then sometimes Madhav is jumping. So when Madhav is jumping in the heart, what happens? He jumps and he lands on the tongue. And Prabhupada said, when you chant Shudanam, Krishna will dance on the tongue. So, but first he comes into the heart. First he comes in the heart, then he comes in the tongue. So Prabhupada is telling, he's reminding us in the verse, our Radha Madhav, our Ishtadevata, he's there in the name, he's there in the heart. Because he is the origin, all these five expansions, and you add the Nam Rup, which is non-different. Purna Shudanti Mukta, Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. This Radha Madhav is there from the top all the way down, from the bottom all the way to the top. All the expansions. So they're interchangeable. The Antaryami becomes Swayam Rup. The holy name becomes Swayam Rup. This is what is being told here. So we should increase our appreciation of the Nam and the Vigraha of the Lord, that Krishna is Sakshat Hari. He's standing right before me. He's standing right in my heart. He's standing right before me in the holy name. I'm having personal audience and darshan with the Lord when I chant His holy name. Radha Madhav are coming into my room. I don't have to go to the temple room to see them. I can sit in my room and they will come to see me. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati told us, don't try to see Krishna. Okay, that's good. I won't go to the temple. Bhaktisiddhanta said, don't try to see Krishna. Oh, that's very nice. I live in the Grihastha Ashram. It's very far away. I will stay in my room and Krishna will come and see me. Yes, he will. But you better come to the temple until you become a pure devotee. Keep coming to the temple morning, noon and night and keep going to all the programs, and then if we become pure devotees, then Krishna will come to the Grihastha Ashram or to Taranpur or to Murari Gupta's Goshala or any place. He'll come and he'll show himself. See, you acted in such a way that I came to see you. So when we sit in our room, we sit in our house, we sit in our Goshala or Mandir or wherever we chant around, then someday Krishna will come to our before us and give us his darshan. This is the teaching that Srila Prabhupada is telling us. This Vigraha is not a Vigraha, it's not statue, it's not Dal. This is Krishna. It's not the deities. It's our Prananath. Our Prananath. More. This is my Prananath. My Radha Madhav. My Nisringa. My Gaur. My Nitai. More Nitai. It's not only the Padakartas. Not only Padakartas can sing like this. We can all sing like this. The Padakartas, Naram Tam Das Thakur, Vasudev Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh, Loshan Das Thakur, they all sing, Mora Nitai, Mora Gaur, Mora Gauranga, Mora Radha Madhav. This is the song of every true devotee. This is the song of every pure devotee. Mora Nitai, Mora Radhe, my Radha, my Krishna, my Giridhari. So this is, Prabhupada is giving us these wonderful thoughts to reconnect. I think there was some personality came through Mayapur and came through Radhakund. Reconnection therapy. Some guy took everybody's money and ran out of town and left you disconnected with your pocketbook. You became disconnected with your pocketbook, which means your money. Reconnection therapy. So Prabhupada's purports are reconnecting us with the truth. Reality reconnection. Transcendental reality reconnection. Or was it? Yeah, reconnection. This is a fact. Krishna, Radha Madhav are in their holy name. Radha Madhav are in our hearts. There's a beautiful song in Hindi that they sing. Aage Radhe, Piche Radha, Daina Radhe, Baya Radhe. Uparada, niche rada, bahirada, antarada. So this song is very simple. It says, Age rade, piche rade, uparade, niche rade. Everywhere is rade. Rade's in front of me, rade's behind me, Radharani's to bhaya, daya. Radharani's to my left, to my right. Bahir, antar. Radharani is in front of me and inside of me. Everywhere is Radha. So this is the mood of one Hindi poet, devotee, that he's this much absorbed in Srimati Radhika, Vrijbasi. This is actually Hindi bhajan. So this is the mood of any genuine worshipper of the Lord, that my Radha Madhav, they're with me everywhere. And we should cultivate this. Prabhupada is pointing us in this direction. Our Radha Madhav, they're in the holy name. Our Radha Madhav are in our hearts, Antaryami. There's Swayam Radha Madhav in our hearts. That same Radha Madhav, they're standing on the altar and dancing on the altar and taking their bhog and sleeping and having all their pastimes here. They're also going on in their heart. When Prabhupada was asked in New York, I'll finish on this note. When Prabhupada was asked in New York, he said, one devotee asked very innocently, because in 1966 everything was innocent and somewhat beautiful also. Innocence has a certain beauty about it, but it can be foolish also. But the devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, is Krishna in the heart? Prabhupada said, yes. Well, if Krishna's in the heart, that means that Radharani is also in the heart? And Prabhupada said, yes. Well, Radha and Krishna are always in Vrindavan. I'm trying to speak with a high voice, because all the devotees had high voices in those days. They were all young. Well, Prabhupada, if Radha and Krishna are in the heart, does that mean that Vrindavan is in the heart? Prabhupada said, yes. So the conclusion is that Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan, their Leelastali, is in the heart, are in the heart of every pure devotee of the Lord, like Srila Prabhupada. When he said, don't think I'm sitting in a New York apartment. I am not sitting in a New York apartment. I am in Vrindavan. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. So this rather short class, so if there's any questions. Yes. The question is, as we see our Ishadev in our hearts, like Radha Madhav, can we also see our Ishadev in the heart of Radha Madhav? On the altar. Oh. Yeah. Naturally, of course. One who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I never lost him. The question is, if your Ishtadeva is Radha Govinda from Jayapur, or Radha Shamasundar, who are manifesting in Vrindavan, or Prabhupada's deity, when you come to Mayapur, will you see Radha Shamasundar? Naturally, of course. You see a coconut tree and you see Radha Shamasundar. You see, this is the energy of Krishna, as Prabhupada said, Jagamat Stavara. But we don't see the energy. We see Krishna. We see Radha Madhav in a coconut tree. What to speak of? So this is the Prem. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. The eyes of Prem see the Lord everywhere. What to speak of in the Radha Madhav? You see Radha Shamasundar in the heart of the devotees. Another question? Yes. I heard the first part. The first part is Paramatma only in our hearts in the material world. And then? Yeah, the Paramatma is always there in the conditioned soul. But the Paramatma reveals his original feature to the pure devotee. So when one becomes pure, even in this world, he sees the Lord in his heart. The Lord that he worships, his Ishtadev. He will see, when he meditates, the yogis, they're meditating on Vishnu in the heart. Because that is their desired goal, to attain darshan of Vishnu, or attain blessings from Vishnu. Paramatma yogis. But we are bhakti yogis. We're yogis of Radha and Krishna. We're worshippers of Radha and Krishna. So as I mentioned, that here in this world we will see Radha and Krishna in our hearts. And in the spiritual world there's no inside and outside. The spiritual body is such that Ananda Roop. So the heart, the eyes, everything is not like inside our hearts we'll see Radha and Krishna. We'll see Radha and Krishna everywhere in the spiritual world. There's no Paramatma in the spiritual body. Paramatma feature is here. The Purusha Avatar, the Shiradakshay Vishnu is here in this world. Anything else? Yes. What was it? Shantaras. Yeah, with the yogis, sometimes it's said that the Jnani yogis who are not, you know, Mayavadis or offenders, they're in the Shantaras mood because there's no service. And I didn't quite catch. The question is, where does Dasyaras start and the form of Paramatma takes on a more personal form? Is that what you're saying? Yes. No, Prahlad is Shanta. Prahlad is Shantaras, Gyan. I didn't quite catch it. I don't. Is anyone going to explain? Yeah, well, the Dasyaras, that's the whole thing. The service. The service is there. That's what Dasyaras means. No, but if someone's just meditating in divine form of Radha Madhav, and they're not initiated in the line, then maybe a yogi comes in and say, for example, if someone just meditates in the divine form of Radha Madhav, that will help to steady their mind and purify their mind. And then they may come, then they may realize by the purity of that meditation, they may realize the Paramatma in the heart. But because, I think this is maybe what you're saying, that Radha Madhav are not going to reveal their personal form in the heart because the person is just meditating but with no desire to serve. So the Paramatma in the heart will remain Paramatma. It's like Hanuman was absorbed in service, so then Paramatma became the service lord. There's a service lord. The service lord is Ramachandra. He's also a service lord. He's accepting service and reciprocating in Dasyaras with Hanuman. So just the meditation, because that's what, practically speaking, that's what Mayavadis do. Many Mayavadis, they have Archamurtis in their temples, like Akandanandan. He has Nirtyagopal. And they chant even the Mahamantra, and they meditate on the form of the Lord. But ultimately, they want to merge. So they just use that as a means of meditation, to quiet the mind, to center the mind. So then the Lord reciprocates, they become somewhat fixed and peaceful. But ultimately, their conception, their desire is no seva at all, and no, and rather offensive. They just want to merge with the Lord. So then the murti for them, the Paramatma is Brahman ultimately for them. Even the Paramatma is just Brahman. So their whole personality of the Lord dissolves in the Brahman realization of the Mayavadi yogi. But the background, a devotee, one who's a devotee means he's a das. So when he's meditating, his whole background is service. And that is just one limb of service. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. So he's meditating, Smaranam, he's meditating on the form, but the whole background of his meditation is he's doing so much service. Hearing, chanting, serving Guru. So it's an act of meditation with the backing of seva. So his meditation is backed by Seva Bhav. So that Seva Bhav will produce that Seva Bhav, which is behind his meditation of a devotee, will actually produce the form, the personal form of the Lord in the heart. Either Ram or Krishna Balaram and Sakhi Ras or Gopal, Balagopal and Vatsalya Ras or Radha Madhav Kunjabihari and Madhurya Ras. I don't know if that's what you're saying, but that's what I'm replying. One more question. Yes. He's saying the yogi who meditates. Yeah. Yeah. Generally, they have a friend. They're in the friendly atmosphere of Brahmajyoti. The friendly atmosphere of Brahmajyoti, because they're not offensive, so they just float with the Lord's jyoti. And they appreciate, that's what they want. They want that Brahmananda. But it's friendly. So they stay there. So they don't go to, I don't read anywhere where they go to Vaikuntha. Unless they have that touch, their seva. Because Vaikuntha is based on seva. There must be prem seva there. Desire. So they're not interested in serving the Lord. That's their shant. They're just like, you know. But, and their reason they're taking up Ashtanga Yoga or Gyan Yoga is, their goal is the Brahman, not Vaikuntha. So you can't get a sadhya that you don't desire. You can't get a goal. The sadhya is your goal, and you can only attain a goal that you desire and you work to attain. They accept the personality of Godhead. They accept that he lives in Vaikuntha, that he has a spiritual form and a spiritual planet. But they're like really into the light. They're really into the effulgence and all that promises. The bliss... They don't like people. They don't like interacting with people, but they like the Lord, and they're happy that Brahmati Pramatmati Bhagavanati Shavyate. They're happy that the Lord, that Vishnu or Krishna manifests the Brahman effulgence. That's good enough for them. They want to bathe in the vibes. Like Indian people, they come to have darshan. They come to see sadhus. They want to bathe in the vibration. They don't want to surrender. They don't want to serve. They just want to feel good. They want to feel good in the association of a sadhu. They come and they sit in front of a sadhu in Kumbh Mela. They close their eyes. They walk away and say, oh, I feel good. It feels good to bathe in the aura of a saintly person. It makes you feel good. Then they go out and drink, smoke, do whatever they want. But the yogis, they want to bathe. They want to feel good in the effulgence of the Lord. It's a friendly feeling, and they want that eternally. But they don't go to Vaikuntha. Everyone in Vaikuntha is doing active service. They're aware of it. They're aware that they're doing service, and they want to do service. And they're placed there because of their bhav to save. Their seva bhav gives them a position in Vaikuntha to do various services. And intimacy or part of the background in different positions. But the yogis said, oh, I'm happy. So sorry. Yo, that Vaikuntha shant, because that shantaras, they're seva, like the tree, like I say in Vaikuntha, the trees, the land, they're a type of shant. They're aware that they're in that position, and they're actively and aware that they're serving the Lord, and the Lord is reciprocating and accepting their service. There's a touch of personal exchange, but it's just like a touch. The Lord agrees to step on them. It's touch of personality. Because the Vaikuntha is a personal abode. So even in Shantaras, in Vaikuntha, there's a touch of personal exchange. A touch. Just a something. But in Vrindavan, in topmost planet in the spiritual world, there's no Shantaras. Because the trees, as you were mentioning, the trees, the ground, because Krishna's sweetness, because that Madhurya, because this Aishwarya Dham creates some distance. Aishwarya Vaikuntha creates some distance, some formality, some type of coldness, you could say. Crippled exchanges. The exchanges are not so intimate. But in Madhurya Dham Vrindavan, the exchanges are full of sweetness. It's Madhurya Purushottam, not Aishwarya Purushottam. Vaikuntha is Aishwarya Purushottam. So Madhurya Purushottam Bhagavan Krishna in Vrindavan, he distributes his sweetness everywhere. This is his Audarya aspect. Because how can Mahaprabhu be Audarya if Krishna is not Audarya? Because Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. The Chaitanya is another than Radha Krishna. So the Audarya of Krishna is distributed to all the servitors in Vrindavan. So the grass, the land, the trees. In Vaikuntha, these same positions of service are considered to be shantaras. But these same positions, when one has this position, seva position in Madhurya Vrindavan, they get sprinkled with Krishna's Madhurya Leela. And they show ecstatic symptoms. They show sattvic vikars. You know, when they contact Krishna, they tremble, they cry. They get all choked up. The grass, the trees tremble. They tremble in ecstasy when Krishna touches a leaf. They tremble. But when Vishnu walks through his garden, he has so many gardens, he touches a leaf. The leaf is just, okay, he touched me. Okay, Vishnu touched me. Because the personal exchange is very removed. But they're in shantaras. But when Krishna touches a leaf, when Krishna goes through the gardens, he touches a kadamba tree or touches a juhi bush or whatever. Then, the leaf starts trembling. And then the flowers that aren't blossomed start blossoming. Then nectar starts oozing, dripping down from the flowers to pour on Krishna's feet. And there's very intimate, sweet personal exchanges. This is described in Govinda Lilamrita, Bhavanamrita. So, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is saying that in Goloka Vrindavan, there's only one rasa, Madhurya rasa. And everyone is experiencing that. Just like Bhakti Rakshak Sridhardev Goswami was explaining that Parakya rasa, he said Parakya rasa is in Vrindavan, everyone's experiencing Parakya. There's Parakya and Vatsalya, it's another discussion. But there's Parakya in Vatsalya, there's Parakya in Sakya, and there's Parakya in Madhurya. You must have heard this discussion. It's so wonderful. Because everyone's thinking, because Parakya means Parakya. Akya means done to another. Belonging to another. Everyone's feeling that actually Krishna belongs to another. Krishna belongs to someone else. And at any moment we may lose him. So there's this. So when any servitor or lover of Krishna in Vrindavan is with Krishna, they cherish each moment as if it's the last moment. And they give their everything to Krishna as if it's the last moment. Oh, I'm Mother Yashoda, and this is Nanda Baba. But our Krishna doesn't belong to us. Our Krishna belongs to Vasudeva and Devaki. He's from Mathura. Any second, any minute, he may run away to Mathura. They may call him, they may take him away. So this is the Parakya, that he's not really our son. We're the foster parents. We adopted him. He could run off to Mathura any moment. They could call him back. And then, what will happen? Oh, Krishna, don't go. And breast milk, he's bathed with breast milk and tears every moment. Such intense vatsalya they have. Because this feeling of separation intensifies the union, intensifies the loving exchange. If you're thinking, I'm with my lover, but maybe tomorrow she leaves me. Well, I better give her my everything and give her my everything and extract everything and whatever, because this may be the last moment. And Balaram and the coward boys Balaram will die for Krishna. He'll do anything for Krishna. But he's thinking that he's not really my brother. My mother is Rohini. My father is Vasudev. He's like my cousin brother. And the coward boys are thinking, well, he's our everything, but he may run away to Mathura. So in Vatsalya there's Parakya, in Sakya there's Parakya. Feeling that he may leave. He may run, he may go back to Mathura. Or, he's not really my brother. That's why the phrase is said that in Vrindavan, the relationships are based on love. And in Vaikuntha, the love is based on relationship. What an interesting phrase to contemplate. In Vrindavan, all the relationships are based on love. But outside of Vrindavan, love is based on relationship. Oh, for example, this is my brother. Oh, my name is Pankajangri. And this is my brother, right? Jananivas. But you know, although we have the same father, I don't like him very much. But I know I should love him because we have a relationship. He's my brother and he looks a little like me and we have the same father. I mean, I should love him, but actually, I can't stand this guy. Of course, you know, this is obviously not the truth. They're like two peas in a pod. I mean, they're just like, if you have a pea pod, one, you know, they're just like, one is like, you know, one's Gaur Leela, one's Vrindavan Leela, or I don't know, whatever. or my father arranges me to marry this lady. Indian family. So, okay, we have a relationship, we're married, she's my wife, and I'm supposed to love her because we have a relationship. But to tell you the truth, I can't stand her. I don't love her at all. But because this, my father arranges marriage, so that's called love based on relationship. You got it? Clear? Now, the other principle is relationship based on love. You meet this girl, you know, somewhere in Navadvip, and hopefully you're not an ISKCON, and you're not a sannyasi or brahmachari, you're not married, but somehow you're from Calcutta, and you meet this girl, Navadvip, and you just get on together. And you get on like lightning or fire. You're not married. She's not your sister or anything. She's your premi. She's your illicit lover. So that's relationship based on love. You're together. You go everywhere together. What's the basis of your relationship? Are you married? No. Is she your sister? No. Is she your mother? No. Is she your brother? No. It's just love. So this is Vrindavan. All the relationships are based on love. And so that's why they're so strong and inseparable and unbreakable. And if there is some kind of arrangement where that relationship is broken by some distance or some arrangement, then the devotees, they go crazy. Unmad. Unmata. Utam mada. Utam mada. The topmost degree of mada. Mada means intoxication, madness, craziness. And utam means, like Kanishta madim utam. Top uttama. Uttamamada. Divyon mad, unmad, unmad, uttamad. They become totally, absolutely mad. And they're not, because you never know. Radharani never knows, will I meet Krishna or will I not meet Krishna? Because he's not my husband. Well, if you're married, okay, I go home, my wife will be there. I go to work, I come home, she's there. She's my wife. I know she'll always be there. But in this relationship based on love, Radharani, will I meet Krishna? Will I not meet Krishna? Will I see him? Will I not? This is, it's all unpredictable. It's all spontaneous. It's all fresh, new, moment to moment. This is a very beautiful concept. Love based on relationship, relationship based on love. So Vrindavan has all these interesting and attractive mystical tattvas. Like we say in Vrindavan, what is it? That love? Oh, yeah, and they have this phrase which I used the other day. In love there's no rules, in rules there's no love. So in love there's no rules. Vrindavan is made of, Vrindavan is premdham, and there's no rules. Krishna steals, it's against the rule. Krishna runs with other people's wives, it's against the rule. So in love there's no rules. In rules there's no love. So Vaikuntha, there's all rules. Of course there's love there, it's also prema. But the richness, the sweetness, the variegatedness, the satisfaction in love, the thrill, the excitement, the joy of love is like a drop compared to the prema of Braj. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya.